Okay, so you did a lot of cycling. What about other sports and social side of fielding? So you get involved
I
in
remember doing the apprentice challenge with all the other, like Williams and James, Primally, Doughties. It was a cycle and running race. And it used to start at,
can't
you
remember
can't do
them.
that, remember that?
No.
No.
No,
Oh
no.
no, I was on a Sunday morning and ride all the way back in again, right?
Crikey.
Telly Hoist was involved as well because we started at Primally and finished at Telly Hoist,
Oh,
right,
right.
which is in Cheltenham.
Yeah.
And it was you'd run a section, ride a section, run a section, a team
Yeah.
thing. Yeah, I don't know how we did, but
Yeah.
yeah, it was
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
I can't remember those, to be honest.
And a couple of football games, I think I can remember down on the Sutbury
Yeah.
Road, was it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you probably went through the every Wednesday afternoon going down to the sports field. Were you doing that in your
I
time?
don't think we were.
Right.
I don't think we were.
Yeah.
That
So,
doesn't ring a bell.
couple of
But I
years.
can remember going down there, but for
Yeah.
what reasons? I know we played football at one time, and
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't a ball sport person. I've always been wheels. Right.
Yeah.
Still am.
Yes. Yeah. Wheels are very important. Much better than legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, when did you leave? Let's get on to when you left
I
fieldings and
left
how did
there.
you leave?
We all were made redundant in 1971.
Right.
In it was either September, October. My dad died in September, and it was a week after that. So, I remember the 20th. So, yeah, last week in September, I think it was.
So you
And I can
were.
remember Owen Felthing coming round and pulling us in one by one,
Yeah.
or telling us to go to personnel. And I'm sure he had a tear in his eye.
Yeah.
He was upset about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't good times at all.
No, not at
Yeah,
all.
no. Yeah, so I think you must
Yeah.
have been in the second lot of redundancies then,
Probably,
because
yeah.
I was in the first lot,
One
yeah.
other job I remember, I just come to mind, was we had a short shear come in from France.
Yes.
And they brought it over on a lorry, right? Dropped it in front of Wages.
Yeah.
I put new slides in it, right?
Yeah.
And when I was at funeral, I was 8 to 8.5 stone.
Right.
Right, so there were slots in the side frame, and the nuts were inside there,
Yeah.
and you couldn't get nobody could get their hands in there, only me.
Yeah.
So, hey, get these nuts off. So there you are, twiddling away. And after about an hour, my hands swelled up, and I had well, I would be about 10, 15 tons sharp shear.
Yeah.
It stuck on the end of my hand. And I had to stay there for another hour doing nothing until my hand would come back out from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just things you'd remember.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can remember we used to be able to drive the cranes ourselves up and
Yes,
down
that's
the
right,
yeah.
yeah, on the pull levers, yeah.
So I was driving the crane. I had to move a casting and put it on the back of a lorry. Can't remember what it was or whatever. So the lorry pulled up again in front of the
Yeah.
the time
Wages,
office.
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm operating the crane, bringing it down, lowered it onto the bed of this lorry. But there's two beams that go along the
Yeah.
bed. I missed them, put it straight down the middle. So I smashed the back the bed of this
Oh,
lorry.
wonderful.
He wasn't very happy,
No.
the driver. No, not at all. That's me digressing again. Okay.
Yeah.
Dodgy.
And the silly things that happen. I mean, I can remember a 1600-ton extrusion ram coming off the lorry, and they were in that middle bay.
Yeah.
You had the radio arm drills. Les Watkins was on the one. Les used to live
This is
down.
down in the heavy
Yeah,
machine shop.
I drove
Yeah.
one. And somebody just tapped the arm of the radio arm drill. And of course, it was only held on a bite,
Right.
and not the ram out, stuck on its end. It took them all day to get it back down flat again, because not enough grip on the crane
Oh,
to pull it flat to
to
get it
lift
teetered
it.
over.
Yeah.
And then there was another platen press that had come down from the Midlands, because they were super finished up in the Midlands, weren't they? And came down on Pickford, police escort, and brought it in through the back door,
Yeah.
wrong way up. and he couldn't turn it. Went back on the lorry.
Oh dear.
They went back to Birmingham, they turned it over, and they came back in the next day. And the police escort again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That cost somebody a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. Dear, oh dear. Yeah, these things did happen, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay, so you left Fieldings, but that was a long time ago.
1971.
So, yeah, so what? Where did you go after that then, John?
Well, I went for an interview at Doughty's.
Yeah.
During my, our month period of leaving, and the job was balancing turbine blades.
Oh, wow, right.
Now, having come from Fieldings, where you didn't do the same thing twice, I just couldn't bear the thought of doing that day in, day out.
Yeah.
Right. So, Richard Morgan, Mugsy.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, there's a couple of jobs going down at Ranks, because my dad had gone then, so I could get in there. And we went there as inspectors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Allowed to start straight away, 2 weeks into our redundancy period. So we came away from Fieldings with about £6, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, because they took the other 2 weeks off us because we got the job early.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they went from £27 a week to £25 a week.
Oh.
Yeah. But in within 6 months, they had gone to 50.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the history of Xerox and its strikes and one thing that are in the past.
Yeah.
Of course, there were 4,500 people there then.
Yes, yeah.
So when it was still growing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I stayed there for 33 years.
Wow. Yeah. So that still isn't up to your retirement, is it?
I finished at 55.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, that was 2001, right? And it basically it shut in 2002.
Right.
Xerox, in their wisdom, sent all the work out to the Far East.
Yeah, yeah.
Or third world countries. Yeah. And I mean, they always used to say that Mr. Dean was a bit of a cowboy outfit, but of the whole Xerox group, it was the most profitable, most productive plant in the whole group. But they still shut us down.
Yeah,
but I used to do the remanufacturing side, which is quite interesting.
Oh yeah.
So I ended up as a senior production engineer there.
Yeah.
So I survived probably a dozen redundancies there, right? And in the end, I went voluntarily.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like the way it was going, and I could see the writing was on the wall. It's quite ironic, really, because the year before, about 6 months before, we did a job, and they had things called X teams there, where if you did something special, right? It was a bit of a competition, right? And you got forwarded to different levels, and it got me to America, the Xerox University.
Yeah.
And there were probably about 300-400 people there.
Yeah.
All to do with this X team business, and they didn't like to give a first, but we came in the first three.
Right.
And we did it on our versatility, our speed of change, and. So
what sort of machines were these?
These were copying machines.
Right.
Yeah. Copying machines. We did copiers, and we also did sorters that attached to the side of them, right?
Yeah.
And the CEO was Ursula Brown, and so we got in this first three on our versatility and one thing another, and then got back, and within 2 months, they were telling us we were going to shut us down.
Yeah.
So I thought, thank you very much, America.
Yes.
Look after the room. But there we are.
Yeah. It still happens these days, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. So since then, I've been just doing odd jobbing and things like that. Yeah.
And enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
I haven't stopped work. I mean, I've been doing kitchens, bathrooms, and tiling. Yeah.
Oh, right.